Whip Wake Up Show. It is coming up on 12 before 6. 42 degrees. Good morning. It's our one and only Single Mom Saturday fundraising week. So that is our first thought this morning. Thankful to a lot of you who stepped up yesterday after the morning show ended. Sometimes it can be a little quiet then, but it wasn't because Gene and Menominee, $200 yesterday afternoon. And then also, similarly, before 3:30, we heard from Steve with $40 from Rib Lake for single moms and thinking of Colleen with that gift. Also, Kevin and Diane, thank you so much from Eau Claire with your gift for $50 for Single Mom Saturday. Megan, $100 as well. We heard from in La Crosse yesterday. Yeah, great to hear from the Cooley region. John and Becky and Stanley, $100 for Single Mom Saturday, responding to that tug, which was similar. You know, Liz and Menominee had earlier said, what was it, on Tuesday, about felt like God was tugging on her soul. And so responding to that, Jody and Altoona with $80. And then Julie, 25 more. That's where we sit as of 9:38 last night. It's been quiet since then. WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page. Best I can calculate, we're about, again, dependent on people. Some people have pledged the gifts. And you know, my own mom in suburban Milwaukee in Wauwatosa listens to the live stream. 86 years young. And she's like, hey, count me in, $50 to Single Mom Saturday. And she said, Mark, when I see you for Mother's Day weekend, I'll get you some support for Teamwork Africa, too. So thanks so much, Mom. Appreciate that. So can somebody take care of it? I think by my rough estimate, we're $155 short of getting to $16,000. Trying to work our way towards it's quadruple Thursday. We want to quadruple what our generous business sponsors did. So, again, we touched first base. We touched second base. Can we, first base was the... The generous business sponsors got us to first base, right, with $4,500. Then we doubled it, got to second. We tripled it, got to third. Can you take us home today to $18,000? That's $2,155. Maybe one person could do all of that. It's possible. We've had a couple of $1,000 gifts already. This day, again, WIB.com banner on top of the page. This day is day number 106 on the year. And in 2003, a guy by the name of Michael Jordan, his airness, played his final NBA game. Yeah, he had retired with the Bulls, and then he came back to play with the Washington Wizards for a couple of years. His Wizards lost to Philadelphia, and afterwards he said,
I would be content in the sense that I gave the game of basketball as much as I could give it physically.
All right. Michael's been done for 23 years as of today. Also, in 1900, on this day, the first book of postage stamps was issued. The 2-cent stamps were available in books of 12, 24, and 48 stamps. And this is the day in 1962, Walter Cronkite succeeded Douglas Edwards as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. He would continue on in that capacity for the next 18 years before being replaced by Dan Rather. Also, in 2013, NFL broadcast legend Pat Summerall died on this day at the age of 82. Had the privilege of interviewing him in front of hundreds of people at a Eau Claire Indoor Sports Center FCA gathering some years ago. Boy, the time flies. The days are long. The years are short, huh? I say that regularly now. April 16th from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, heaven took a deep breath and held it because everything was about to change. Genesis 28:15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Bob Goff says, every time my parents drove through a tunnel when I was a kid, I used to hold my breath and make a wish. Sure, it would come true if I could hold it to the end of the tunnel. Anticipation built as my face turned red. I'd stretch in my seat to catch a glimpse of the crack of light announcing the end was near. It was the nervous excitement of knowing there was life on the other side, if only I could make it. Goff says, I think that's what heaven felt in the days between Jesus' death and resurrection. God watched as sadness swept through his people. They had lost their only hope, and they didn't know if there would be life on the other side of it. They saw no crack of light in the darkness, so heaven took a deep breath and held it because everything was about to change. God knew it was coming. The angels took a breath in anticipation. They knew in just a few days Jesus would kick death in the teeth, burst out of the tomb, and call his loved ones by their names. God sees things we can't see from our tiny corners of the universe, So when he calls us and tells us to not be afraid, we can believe him. He sees the light at the end of the stretch we're anxious about, so he tells us not to worry. He knows life is waiting for us when we step out in trust. Grab his hand today. You don't need to close your eyes or hold your breath. Just take a step. God is doing something unseen in your life. What trusting next step can you take? I'm thinking of a proverb this morning, and it's one man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. And again, I'm just going to apply that to myself. I know when it comes to that, I ended up giving a little bit more than I would have on my own. Just kind of, as you talk sometimes, Caleb, about dealing with God. And I was just like, yeah, that's what I'm comfortable with. And I was like, well, what if you stretched it a little more? And the thing that stretched it for me was thinking of what would my gift mean for each of the moms?
Yeah.
And so that was helpful. And I know what it is for me. It's like, well, if I hold on to that money, I can trust that money. But then when we think about the Lord, he's saying, or if you give that money, then you can trust in me. And I'm just saying how it works for me.
Yeah.
And so it is an act of faith.
And I know, again, just in my heart, every single time there's a cause to give to, there will be, without fail, there will be a number in my head, and the Lord will always nudge me to do more. And I'm like, come on. Like, this is, it's like, I'm doing something good. I'm being generous, Lord. Right. Like, isn't that enough? And it's like, no, because you need to go beyond what you think that you can afford to give and give in that space, that gap where I have to fill it in for you. God of the gaps, right? And you mentioned some of those gifts coming in the 3 o'clock hour yesterday, and Dawson and I were on the air together and talked about, could we get three in the three people giving a gift of any amount? We ended up getting four people responding as God went over and above. And I'm just looking at one of these that came from Stanley, John and Becky from Stanley. And she said, God has been prompting me all day, just a burden on my heart right now to offer love and support, and gave $100. And I just, I have to believe that there's other people out there, just like Liz earlier in the week, who said, my soul has just been tugged on by this cause. And we're just continuing to plead with you to say, don't respond to us, but respond to God. If he moves you to say, help in whatever way you can. Maybe it's a gift of $10 or $25. We've had gifts of those amounts. We've had gifts of $50, $100, $250, $300, $500, $600, $700, $1,000 a couple times. But it's between you and the Lord what the amount is, but respond in worship and trust and faith to him prompting you if he's doing that this week.
We're not finished either, Caleb, as far as raising moms for these 10 single moms and their kids, are we?
Yes, and again, our goal was to, as quickly as we could, get to $16,000 this morning, and then, Lord willing, trying to get to a big goal of getting to quadrupling what our business sponsors gave and getting to $18,000 or $1,800 for each single mom, for their family, for their car repairs, for their peace of mind, a blessing to them. We want to get to that by 9 a.m. So we've got a long way to go for that. But thank you so much. You know what? Another gift just came in, even as I say that. So we had Teresa from Ladysmith saying, I'll help you get to $16,000. That initial goal, Teresa from Ladysmith gave $50. Then Clint, thank you so much to Clint from Chippewa Falls, a gift of $35. Thank you, Clint. And then even as I speak, Susan from Eau Claire, in honor of Warren and Mabel Louise Stewart, gives $300.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To each of you.
Yeah, and Teresa, Clint, Susan.
And we got some good news and some support here this morning.
Yes, thank you so much. It had been quiet for 20-plus minutes. Hadn't seen anyone give a gift at WWIB.com. And then Scott broke through and gave $50. Scott from Chippewa Falls. He's one of our regular guessers on Tuesday Trivia. So, Scott, thank you so much. And then my hometown, Rice Lake, Dean from Rice Lake, generously giving $100. Thank you so much, Dean, as we try to get to $17,000, Lord willing, to $18,000 in total by our unofficial tally by 9 a.m. So 54 minutes left to try to get to 17 and then to 18, and we're going to need some help to do it. So hopefully the momentum continues and people are going right now to WWIB.com. It takes you maybe 2 minutes to give a gift. We'd love to hear from you. Want to say thank you so much to Sally from Menominee, a generous gift of $100. Thank you so much, Sally, getting us closer to our first goal of 17 early on this hour, and then, Lord willing, trying to get to $18,000 or more by the end of the show at 9 a.m. And then a little bit ago, Halvo, we had an anonymous gift of $600.
Wow.
Incredible. And which gets us Again, it's been a little quiet at times this morning, but that certainly makes that goal of getting to $18,000 or beyond much closer. And this person said, I'd like this to be anonymous, please. But they said, I love your heart for seeing the unseen, and giving a voice to the voiceless. Thank you for loving on these mamas and their children.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, the listeners are growing my faith and going, if you guys are have this kind of, you know, how good is God? I mean, how loving is Jesus? I mean, really, the sacrifice that you guys are showing here is really amazing. Caleb, that takes us unofficially to $17,250. With that $600 gift, we smashed through the $17,000 barrier, and it can feel like a barrier sometimes. And again, thanks to Sally as well for the $100. So $17,250. We're only $750 away from $18,000.